afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Delia Preston.
And this is Brian Preston, Delia's husband.
And we're on the program Salt and Light. I trust that you are having a wonderful afternoon. We have an amazing discussion, teaching this afternoon that we want to share. It is called Built for War. Built for War. So like we always say on a Saturday afternoon, grab a pen and your book and your Bible and come a bit nearer, closer to your radio. We're going to share this afternoon about that you are built for warfare. Over this couple of weeks the first Saturday of 2025, we started off with discussing your vision, that you should have a vision, that you know that you need to be going somewhere. Amen. God has created us all with a destiny, an assignment, and a plan for our lives. And when we step into this plan, you know, when our desire is to fulfill God's purpose, then we will begin to see God's hand upon our lives. We will walk in our inheritance. Amen. And so this afternoon, obviously, if you step into God's plan for your life, there is a clear adversary. We know that we have an adversary.
That's right.
Satan, our enemy, our foe. And so this afternoon, we want to talk about being built for warfare, knowing that you have an adversary, and also how to fight, because it's a clear-cut assignment that God has for you. And as we discussed previously, you know, the enemy does not want us to walk in our purpose. He'll do anything, absolutely anything, to try to derail us, to try to hinder us, to try to bring blockages along our path, along our way, so that we do not fulfill our assignment.
That's right.
Walk in our God-given purpose. He wants to destroy. Amen.
Yeah, as you were saying, Apostle Delia, I was like listening to you, and I'm thinking that, you know, when the Israelites crossed over, you know, through the Jordan River to the Promised Land, the promises of God, and as I'm, you know, just listening to you, this thing just popped up, you know, many times when God speak a word, a promise, a prophetic word over your life, it will come with some fight.
Yes.
And contentment. Amen.
Yes.
Because as I looked at that story in the Bible, you know, God did not remove the giants out of the Promised Land.
Mm-hmm.
But yet I believe that God empowered the Israelites to stand against the giants, like a small little David stood against a Goliath, you know. And sometimes, you know, in the kingdom and the gospel, there's this gospel that, you know, when you give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, everything is going to be hunky-dory. You're going to be fine. There's going to be, you know, just peace and everything like that. But it's not like that. You know, the moment I believe that when you surrender your life to Jesus, immediately, amen, the enemy wants to come in, because the enemy always wants to take you back.
Mm.
You know, so we are definitely in the war, and we are built for war, and God is empowering us every single day through the power of His Word, through the power of the Holy Spirit as He speaks to us, and through the power of relationship with Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing, Delia,
amazing,
to have this relationship with Christ?
It is amazing, you know, He empowers us. But we firstly going to go to a song before we get into this, before we delve into this. So again, this is the opportunity to grab your pen and your book and come closer for this hour session of Built for Warfare. Let's go to a song.
Welcome to our show called Salt and Light, ladies and gentlemen. This is Apostle Brian, and I'm in studio today, and I'm just excited on this topic that we're going to unpacked, amen, that we are built for war. And, you know, as the body of Christ, I believe that we have a mandate, you know, to empower the body of Christ, you know, in the trying times that we are living, in exciting times, you know, prophetic times, you know, where the times of the outpouring, but yet, you know, times of great warfare, and we know that we are built for war. And, you know, as I even look at myself in the mirror, you know, many times in the morning, I look at myself in the mirror and I have to make some choices and decisions, you know, and I look at my, you know, praise is one of our weapons, you know, and I, you know, I've got my two hands. And sometimes, you know, when I get to a place where, you know, you feel a little bit oppressed and depressed and all the essence, I begin to understand that I am built for war and I can praise God with my hands. I can just clap my hands to Jesus. I can lift my hands. I can use my voice. I can use my voice, the sound of my voice, and I can, you know, send a sign to heaven that, Father, I am so grateful and thankful for who you are. So I am a weapon of warfare. I'm a weapon of mass destruction in the kingdom of darkness to shine the light of God's glorious gospel. And I want to encourage my brothers and my sisters, for those that is listening today, amen, you are tuned in that Radio K pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Amen, hallelujah. And I just want to come and encourage you, you know, wherever you're at the sound of my voice, you are built for warfare. And it's not time right now to go into a pity party of what had happened, what might happen. Sometimes people are so, you know, Pastor Dile, sometimes people are, the thing didn't happen yet, but they talk themselves into an happening. Amen, hallelujah. With your voice, with your, the weapon of warfare, who you are built in Christ, you can praise God, you can thank God, you can read the word out loud, amen, you can pray in your heavenly language, amen. There is so many weapons of warfare that God has given to his church, amen. He has given his word, amen, hallelujah. Just, you know, when I feel, you know, this great warfare coming, I just pray his word. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 119, the word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. And so today I choose to stand on the word of God and know that God, amen, fights for me. He fights in me and he fights through me. And I want to encourage every believer, every listener, you know, the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Praise be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You know, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5 verse 8, Peter encourages us to be sober-minded, to be watchful for your adversary. What is adversary? Your enemy. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. So Peter clearly tells us that we have an adversary, and his name is Satan, the devil, and he prowls around like a roaring lion. We want to underline the word like a roaring lion. So we know from the word of God that we have an adversary. We know that we are in a spiritual battle. As soon as you accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, as soon as you open your heart to the Lord and say, Lord, come and live on the inside of me. Come and change me. Come and transform my life. I live for you now. You have an adversary, the devil and his demons. This is what we sign up for when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ. But we know that it's a spiritual battle that has been won. All we need to do is stand our ground. Amen. Jesus says it like this: many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all.
Wow.
The Lord delivers us out of them all. John 10:10 says, but the thief cometh but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So the enemy's modus operandi is to steal, kill, and destroy. You know, but God says that He has given us the power to overcome. Another scripture says that He has made us more than overcomers in Christ Jesus. So He's given us the power to overcome. But the battle, the spiritual battle, is real. And you will discover that, you know, when you've decided to live for Christ, when you've decided that you want to serve Him, many times all hell breaks loose, you know, and things start to happen in our lives with our family. We begin to experience opposition. We begin to experience chaos in our family, tests and so forth, you know. And many times God even uses these battles, this opposition to grow us spiritually, amen, to expand us. You know, many times the only way our human nature can learn, can increase, where we become strong, bold, and confident. I call it confident, is when we go through trials and tribulations and we overcome them. There's a strengthening that takes place. There's an increase that takes place when we go through these things. You know, and I'm reminded of David. Last night I read 1 Samuel 16, you know, where David was anointed to be king, you know, and the Lord located, the Spirit of God located David, and because God saw his heart, God saw a young man that was near to his heart, and God decided that He was going to choose David. And David was a shepherd boy, you know. He was not, his name was not renowned, he was not known. He used to be in the sheep pens with the sheep, taking care of them. But God located him, Apostle Brian, you know, and God chose him, handpicked him.
I'm so reminded of that scripture when you were saying that David located him. He was not renowned, the Holy Spirit, you know. I want to say to someone today that God will locate you right wherever you're at. Amen. Hallelujah. Do not think that your prayers are in vain. Do not think that God is not listening to you, beloved. I want to say that the Holy Spirit can locate you. And you know, the scripture that came to my mind is that the Bible says that God used the weak things of this world. He used the despised things of the foolish things of this world, amen, to shame the strong or the wise. And so David was not well renowned, as you mentioned, Pastor Delia, but you know, God had him earmarked. You know, amen. When the mark of God is on your life, when God's destiny and plan is on your life, and I want to say to every listener today that there is a plan and a purpose of God for your life, and the Holy Spirit will locate you right wherever you're at. You know, Joseph, I think of Joseph. Joseph was locked up in a prison. Amen, hallelujah. He was like forgotten. Amen, praise be to God. But you know what? The Bible says that your gift will make room for you. While Joseph was incarcerated, his gift that God placed in him to interpret dreams, he interpreted the butler's dreams, the bread maker's dreams, and the winemaker's dreams. And somebody, I want to say to someone today prophetically, amen, someone is remembering you today and is declaring your name in rooms that you are not. Amen. This is what the anointing does. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up in your situation right now where you are at, because God will locate you and His power will be made manifest in your life. Paul says it in the second and first Corinthians. He says, in my weakness, the power of God is made manifest through weakness. So when we boast, I know that, you know, in popular belief in today, you know, in the Christian circles, it's like, you know, the more affluent you are, the greater your ministry, the big your church. But Paul says it in this way, you know what, when I was weak, His strength was made perfect. Amen, hallelujah. And so I want to say to you today, beloved, there's something that God placed on the inside of you. It's called a substance of faith. And when you believe God and stand on His word, amen, hallelujah, and make His name great, the Bible says, when you lift up the name of Jesus, He will draw men to Himself. When you lift up His name, amen, you're involving Him, amen, hallelujah, you're making His kingdom come. And you know what? You can just ride on the wings of the Spirit. And as you pray in the Spirit, as you pray the word of God, that God will fight for you and God will deliver you from every high thing that wants to exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. You are built for warfare. It's on the inside of you. You know, you don't even understand and realize how much strength and power of God is on the inside of you. And you know what? The believers, we have the anointing. And the world does not have the anointing. The anointing is the supernatural ability, the supernatural strength, the supernatural intelligence, the supernatural provision that God has given us through His body. Amen. And so we are built for His purpose and we are built for warfare. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. He's amazing. Hallelujah.
Amen. He truly is. We just want to play another song and then we're going to come back and continue to unpack this battle that God has called us to. I want to explain it through the battle that David had with Goliath. The Lord showed me in this battle with Goliath how the enemy, you know, puts up a front, but actually he's a defeated foe. But we're going to play a song quickly and then we'll come back. Amen. I trust that you enjoyed that song, that it blessed your heart. So we were talking about David. You know, and the Bible says in Samuel 16, verse 13, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him, David, in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Let me just read that again. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. And I want to say this afternoon, you know, it's important to be filled with the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God that enables us to fight battles and to overcome. Amen. It's the Spirit of God that strengthens us. It's the Spirit of God that makes us bold, that gives us the confidence. Amen. To overcome. It's the Spirit of God that gives us unwavering faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of God makes our way prosperous and successful. The Spirit of God will give us continuous victory as we stand in Him. You know, David writes Psalm 18. The Bible says it's a Psalm of David. And in that Psalm, he says, God teaches my hands to make war. Whoa. So that my arms can bend a bow of bronze.
Sure.
Hallelujah. Sure. He says in Psalm 18, verse 39, for you have armed me with strength for the battle. You hear that? You, Lord, have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies.
Sure.
Hallelujah. And so when the Spirit of God comes upon you, He enables you to overcome. He enables you to overcome every darkness, every onslaught of the enemy. This afternoon, maybe it's time to get into the presence of the Lord. If you're feeling weak this afternoon, if you're feeling weary, if you're going through a battle that seems never ending, it seems like the enemy has got the victory. It seems like the enemy has got your back up against a wall and you can't see any way out. I want to say, get into the presence of the Lord. That is where you'll find strength. That is where your strength will be renewed. Amen. That is where you will find restoration, reinvigoration. Amen. And that is where you'll overcome. You know, and what's so powerful, I want to encourage you, go and read 1 Samuel 16 and 17, you know, where God instructs David, you know, through his life. I believe that David, while he was tending the sheep, God was already preparing him, because he says, you know, the Lord has helped me to overcome the bear, to kill the lion. Amen. And that's why I can stand before Goliath. I believe that it was in those times where he was watching the sheep that he was training, and he did not even know that God was busy training him. Wow. You know, when he was probably playing with his slingshot, getting stones, finding targets, you know, to be able to sling and get the target. I believe it was in the time that he was watching the sheep. And many times, you know, we think God has forgotten us. We think that, you know, he does not see. But I believe your daily life's challenges, your daily what you would think is pressure, what you would think is the enemy trying to overtake. I believe that God is preparing you, that God is training your hands for war and your arms for battle. You know, I believe that God is going to bring you into a place, you know, where you overcome and you see God's victory. Amen. And so the Bible says, Jesse sends David to his brothers who was on the war front, and his father had prepared breads and cheese and wine and so forth for his brothers and the commanders over his brothers. And he asked David to take this to his brothers. And David, being submissive and obedient, listened to Jesse, and he went to where all the armies of Israel were on the war front, you know. And when he came there, he saw Goliath. As he came there and chatted with his brothers, this huge giant, the Bible says that he was 6 cubits tall, you sure. know, so he was a huge, huge man, you know. And daily he would come out and come and mock the Israelite army, come and speak all kinds of terror to them, you know. And this is what the Lord showed me, you know. This is what the enemy does. The Bible says that he's like a roaring lion. So he comes and tells us all kinds of lies. He comes and roars all situations in our lives that
magnifies
look.
It.
He magnifies it, makes us look or make it look like there's no way out. Make it look like God just won't be able to get us through this situation. It seems impossible, you know. He can sometimes roar over things in our lives that we are struggling with, that we can't seem to have victory over, you know. And he gets us to believe. He wants us to partner with the lies, with his lies. He wants us to get into agreement with the lies that he spews into our minds. Amen. You know, and when we partner with him, like the Israelite army did, fear comes, terror comes. So when Goliath started to roar and started to speak these things, you know, over the Israelite army, the Bible says that they were paralyzed in fear. They ran away in terror, you know, but not David, because the Spirit of the Lord was upon David. I tell you, when the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, you become a different person. You go from what is human, from what is ordinary to extraordinary, from what is natural to supernatural, you know. And although David heard the same spews, you know, the same mockery, David rose up and indignation rose up in him. But it was not fear. It was him coming against this lies of the enemy. You know, he refused to believe these lies. And he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine who try to daze himself against the armies of the Lord, because David knew who his God was. David knew the possibilities of his God, because he's seen his God give him the strength and the empowerment to kill a bear and to kill a lion. And he knew that God could give him victory over this Philistine. I want you to know today, beloved, for you who is listening over the radio this afternoon, you know that if you rise up in faith and indignation, knowing that your God is all powerful, that your God has given you the victory, when you rise up in faith and belief that your God can rescue you, the Bible says that he's a strong and mighty tower that you can run to and be safe. Hallelujah. The Bible says he's a sun and a shield, that he's the shade upon your right hand. It was Abraham that said, Lord, you are my shield and you are my exceedingly great reward. If you know who your God is, and if you know who lives on the inside of you, you will have a different take on what the enemy wants to bring your way. You will have a different, what's the word? You will have a different belief system of what the enemy is trying to do in your life. You will recognize his traps. You will recognize his lies and deception. And so this afternoon, I want to encourage you, get into the presence of the Lord. Start reading his word. Start standing on the promises of God. Start speaking the promises of God. Amen. Those are like the slingshot. When you start reading the word of God, that is like you spinning that sling with that stone in that sling. Amen. Targeting it right at the enemy. And you know what is so ridiculous is that God took this young boy that only had a different belief system. He was not as strong as the soldiers in the army. He could not even walk with Saul's armor. He could not walk with Saul's armor because Saul's armor was too big for him. You know, God took this ruddy, the Bible says this ruddy boy, and he proved to the whole Israelite army that he is God alone, that he can use anyone if they are willing to be used by God. I'm excited here this afternoon. I haven't even given Apostle Brian chance to speak.
It's all good. It's all
because
good.
I'm just excited. You know, God showed me in his word, the enemy's bark is louder than his bite. His roar is louder. He is like a roaring lion, but he is not a roaring lion.
Wow.
Beloved.
Praise
and if
God.
You do not run in fear, God will give you victory over this enemy. We just quickly want to go to another song, and then we will come back and we will complete this topic, this discussion this afternoon. I hope and trust that you are being encouraged, that faith is rising on the inside of you. I trust that God is busy speaking, encouraging you, that you do have arms to fight this battle. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to the song quickly.
Amen. 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 Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Apostle Brian here on Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 AM. Amen. If you need a prayer or assistance, our telephone number is 021-1805-744. Someone will be able to take your call. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But my wife, you were on fire. I feel boiling hot water. I'm sitting opposite boiling hot water, and I was just thinking, ladies and gentlemen, as Pastor Delia was speaking, you know, the one thing that stood out for me today was David knew the presence of God. Sometimes, you know, when we feel defeated, like my wife said, you know, many times we are out of God's presence. You know, here's a whole army, a whole learned army skilled in the arts of warfare. And yet this shepherd boy, David, amen, hallelujah, he comes on the scene, you know. And the one thing that David, you know, what made him so angry, I believe, is that, you know, what made him so aggressive in the spirit, I believe, is that when he said, you know, Goliath, you know, not only are you only coming up against the armies of the Lord, but you're also coming up against God himself right now. Mm. Amen. And that is what brought that anger, that holy indignation, amen, hallelujah, into David, into his heart. And David knew the presence of God. Sometimes, you know, when we become unfamiliar with the presence of God, we then begin to walk in fear, amen, hallelujah, because fear is what sometimes rule and motivate people and get them in that place of depression and weakness and meekness and all of that. But here, David, this just ordinary shepherd boy, I want to say prophetically to someone today, you are ordinary, praise God, and you are a good candidate that God can use you. Apostle, but I feel weak. Well, then you're a good candidate and God can use you. Mm-hmm. Amen, hallelujah. As long as you stay in his presence, amen, hallelujah, praise be to God, because I know that, you know, we find our refuge, we find our shelter, we find our hope, you know, in the presence of God. We can run. The Bible say, the righteous run to him and they are safe. Pastor Delia, I believe that when David ran, because the Bible says he ran straight to Goliath, I believe that David wasn't running to Goliath. He was running to the presence, because the presence of God was bigger than the giant in front of him, and he was just running into the presence of God. Amen. With that holy indignation, amen, hallelujah. And the Bible said he had 5 stones, possibly. Can you elaborate on that 5 stones? Because I also know that 5 is the number of grace. And that day, the grace of God was upon David. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to say to you today that God has built within you, amen, you are built for warfare, and every kind of warfare, amen, that the enemy is pulling out to you, amen, hallelujah, you can overcome in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to him and they are safe. Praise be to God. Hallelujah.
And he says in Psalm 18, it is God who arms me with strength, verse 32, and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on my high places. Amen. He teaches my hands to war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze.
Sure.
You have also given me the shield of your salvation, Lord. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me. They have cried out, but there was none to save.
Wow. Sure.
He says, even to the Lord, he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. David knows what he's talking about. Amen. He was in physical battles. We have a spiritual battle, but he has been in a physical battle, and he's felt the strengthening of God as he fought. Amen. You know, and the ridiculous thing about this battle with Goliath, this huge man that everyone was afraid of, and you know, the Israelite army, they weren't hundreds, they weren't also just thousands, they were millions. You know, the Israelite army was huge, and they all fled this man.
Sure.
I am sure if they had all come together in unity, they could have possibly taken him down.
Yes,
you know,
I agree.
Because of fear, and this is what the enemy does. because he perpetuates fear in whatever our situation is, in whatever lie he brings about. You know, he magnifies it so big and he gets us to believe that there is just no way out. I cannot overcome this. This thing is impossible. I can't see a way out of this thing. There is no way that I'm going to get healing for this disease or this thing, you know. There's no way that another door is going to open for me. It doesn't seem like this business is going to produce, you know. It doesn't seem like this business is going to grow. You know, it doesn't seem like I'm ever going to meet the right person in my life. You know, he perpetuates these lies, you know. And when we partner with these lies, when we come into agreement and we say, you know what? Yes, this is true. It must be so. Yeah. You know, then when we step into agreement, then defeat comes. We want to run away.
That's right.
Then we want to go and hide. Then we want to shrink back, you know, from what God has promised.
Throw in the towel.
From the prophetic word that God has given. We want to throw in the towel. We will make all kinds of excuses that it doesn't come to pass, you know. But what God is saying today, rise up whoever you are. He will take a scroll. Only young boy to defeat a giant that thousands ran away of. And this makes me so emotional. You know, our God is so powerful. He tried to reveal in that story that he can use anyone, you know, that if you step into what God has called you to be and to do, if you step into obedience, if you've called on the Spirit of God to strengthen you, you know, that victory is imminent, that God will be with you, that he'll never leave you, never forsake you, that he will empower you to overcome. He will empower you to walk in victory. Paul says, I walk in triumphant procession. You know, there's a procession when the army comes back from war and they've won
Hallelujah.
A war. There's a celebration. You know,
glory
there's a victory
God.
Shout, a victory celebration. And Paul says, I continuously walk in triumphant procession. That is the promise of God for you today. If you only believe in him, if you only believe
mighty
that God's
God,
got
God,
you, that
God.
Underneath are his everlasting arms, never will he leave you. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
David says, you know, that I hide myself in the secret place of the Most High so that I can abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The shadow of the Almighty is his empowering, his protection, his strength, his covering for you, beloved. You are not alone in this battle. I want you to hear me today. You are not alone in this battle. God's got you. Begin to trust his word. Begin to trust his promises over you this afternoon. Amen. And it took this ruddy little boy who only had 5 stones, and the very first stone that he chose,
Hallelujah.
You know, the very first stone that he slung at Goliath got this giant to fall flat on his face. He fell flat on his face. How embarrassing that must be for someone that spewed for so many days about how powerful he was and how he would take out this Israelite army. Through a small stone from a young boy, he fell flat on his face. The Bible says the stone lodged in his skull, his forehead, and it broke his skull. Amen.
Sure.
And then to put the cherry on the cake, David took his own sword, Goliath's sword, his very own weapon, and cut off his head.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He
glory to God.
Off
glory
his
to
head.
God. Glory, glory.
Amen.
Glory,
he was
glory.
Gone. He was finished, never to rise again.
You,
I want to say today, when God gives you the victory, this battle will never arise again. He said to Moses at the Red Sea, Moses, these Egyptians that you see today, you will see them no more.
Hallelujah.
That is a prophetic word for someone this afternoon. You will see them no more.
Amen.
We're gonna go to a song quickly and we'll come back and wrap up. Amen.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Apostle Brian here. My wife. What can I say? I'm feeling encouraged. I'm feeling blessed. You know, but what, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to stand on God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. You've tried plan A and plan B and all the plans that you've tried in your own strength. You've tried this way and that way. Amen. But it's now time, amen, hallelujah, to use the sword of the word of God, which is, the sword is the word of God. Amen. And you need, we need to, I really believe prophetically, we need to pray the word of God in our situation in this day and age. Because you know what? David took, you said it so beautifully, my wife. He took Goliath's own sword. Mm. Amen. The sword is the word of God. Amen. When you begin to pray the word of God in your circumstance. Amen. Sometimes Paul says, you know, we pray, but we pray sometimes amiss, you know, beating like in the air, and we miss the target. But I want to say to someone today that when you begin to pray the word of God over your situation, in your circumstance, and today I want to pray this afternoon. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe, amen, hallelujah, that God will raise up a standard. Amen. So I want to pray today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. We come in no other name but the powerful, glorious, precious name of Jesus. And I pray today, Father Jesus God, Lord, name. In the hearts and the lives of your people, Father, I declare that faith will arise right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that men and women will begin to rise up to the occasion, that we will not run away, but that we will run with the sword of the word of God right into our opposition.
Jesus,
and come,
name.
Lord, David said, my God, Goliath, you come with a javelin and a spear, but today I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today, Father God, we cut off, my God, every high thing and every lofty thought. We cut off the diabolical plans of the enemy. Lord, every strategic plan, every diabolical plan, Father God, that the enemy wants to use this afternoon, Father, we cut off, my God, the voice of the devil that wants to, we cut off every lie of the enemy over our children, over in our homes, over our marriage. Father God, today I speak supernatural healing in the
Jesus
bodies of
name.
Men and women today.
Jesus,
I declare
name.
That you will live and not die and see the salvation of the Lord your God in the land of the living. I speak the blessing of God in our finances today, Father. Lord, that as we stand in obedience, Father, Lord, David stood in obedience to your word. As we stand in obedience to the word of God, I declare and decree today, Father, that you will beat all our enemies, and you will beat them like the dust in the mighty name of Jesus. And I prophesy today that the Egyptians that we see today, we will see them no more in Jesus' name, because God, you will deal with every high thing that wants to exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. Mm. Father, I speak your grace, your peace in Jesus' mighty name. Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, can we just lift our hands just by faith this afternoon? Wherever you are at the sound of my voice, I just want to release the blessing of God over your life. I want to say to someone today that the blessing of God is greater than the curse and the onslaught and the attacks of the enemy. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord show his countenance towards you. And may the Lord fill you with his peace, his protection, his provision, in the mighty glorious name of Jesus we prayed with much praise and thanksgiving. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very, very much for tuning in. Amen, hallelujah, praise be to God. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. I trust that you've been blessed. Hallelujah, that you've been encouraged, that you've been empowered this afternoon. This is Brian and Delia Preston. If you do not perhaps have a church where you would like to go to, please visit us at Light Ministries. We are at Cheshire, Eric Miles, Cheshire Homes, 18 Corsair Road in Sandrift. You are welcome to give us a call if you need directions. We meet on a Sunday, 9:30 in the chapel on the Eric Miles Cheshire grounds. If you want to contact me for more info, it is Delia, D-E-L-I-A, and my contact number is 073-195-7132. I'll repeat, 073-195-7132. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful Saturday.
God bless everybody. Have a wonderful Saturday. Thank you so very much for your time and for allowing us in your space. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name.